You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, a protest happened in Mission Bay to call for an end to bottom trawling in the Te Kapa Moana Hauraki Gulf. Bottom trawling is the dragging of heavy-weighted nets across the seafloor to catch fish. It's used frequently by commercial fisheries as it's an easier way to catch fish in larger quantities. I spoke to Bianca Ranson, Ngāti Kahu ki Whangaroa, Ngā Puhi, Forest and Birds Hauraki Gulf Coordinator, on the protest and why bottom trawling needs to be banned. I started by asking Bianca why banning bottom trawling is important for the Te Kapa Moana.
So yesterday, down at Mission Bay, we collaborated, Forest and Birds collaborated with Greenpeace for a big flotilla that happened out on the Moana. So there were boats and kayaks and stand-up paddleboards, and the purpose for that was really to give community, hapu and organisations a chance to really send the message to the Minister of Oceans and Fisheries that we want to see an end to bottom trawling. Bottom trawling has been going on in the Hauraki Gulf since 1899. It's a highly destructive fishing practice that uses weighted nets that go down to the seafloor, and they're dragged across the seafloor, and in that process there's huge sediment plumes that are formed up to the size of Godana Marine Reserve, and it also destroys vital habitats and food sources for our fauna species. And with the Hauraki Gulf in ecological collapse, and also with the biodiversity crisis that we're facing and climate change, there's absolutely no logic in continuing this practice, and particularly in the marine park.
Do you think yesterday's action will help get a ban over the line?
I think the importance of action and mobilising people, and particularly going out onto the Moana, is really just to keep the pressure on. So at the moment, the draft fisheries plan for the Hauraki Gulf is being considered by the government and by the minister. And so yesterday was a really clear message from hundreds of people that mobilised to Rachel Brooking, who is the new Minister of Oceans and Fisheries, that we want to see a ban. From what we can see from the draft fisheries plan and also from the trawl corridor scenarios, which were released a few weeks ago, is that despite the fact that there is overwhelming weight in the submissions against bottom trawling, lobbying from industry to government is still, it still means that they're considering what they're calling corridors, but they're actually nothing like corridors. They're really large, vast areas of the Hauraki Gulf. So it's incredibly important that people, first of all, understand the issues that are facing Te Kapa Moana, but also the importance of keeping the pressure on. This is an election year. Labor has said, you know, just like with the mines, that there'd be no new mines on conservation land, and here we are with 150,000 hectares of land that's been given mining permits or prospecting permits. And it's the same with the Gulf. In 2017, the Sea Change Revitalising the Gulf Plan came out, and it explicitly talked about ending bottom contact fishing within the Gulf. And so 2023... right now, here is the opportunity for Labor and for the Minister of Oceans and Fisheries to stay true to their word and show us that they are going to do something to protect the Tāiao and to protect our moana in our backyard here. So it's going to, in terms of a flotilla, yes, I think it is really important. It creates an opportunity for people to mobilise and for people to call for an end to it, but it also has really put it back into the front of people's minds, particularly through the media and different ways that it's been shared and the messages being shared, and we need to continue that and keep the pressure on so that the minister makes the right decision.
The Te Kapa Moana is facing ecosystem collapse, obviously due to the bottom trawling, but also climate change and sedimentation. Will banning bottom trawling be enough to restore the ecosystem, or will further action need to be taken?
So there's many issues that are facing the Gulf in relation to bottom trawling, and it comes down to governance. So what we've seen is a complete collapse of Kūtai, which is mussels, 1,500 square kilometres of mussel beds are now gone throughout Te Kapa Moana. We have recently, in December last year, had the emergency closure of all tepa, which is scallops, and as a result of that, that's turned into a permanent closure for the foreseeable future. And we're unsure if the scallops will ever recover in the Hauraki Gulf. When these kind of fishing practices and extraction happens and species after species goes into functional extinction, it can take centuries for those to recover. And it's very much in the early stages of understanding, you know, how long it's going to take, for example, scallops to recover. Scallops have collapsed not only in Te Kapa but all over the country. So just like bottom trawling, it's completely incompatible with the state of the Hauraki Gulf. But it's actually not a fishing practice that should be happening anywhere, whether it's inshore or offshore trawling. And so there's pollution, there's sedimentation, there's agriculture. It's, you know, maiuta kitai, it's from the land to the sea, and there are many issues that we need to focus on. And one way that the government can be serious about some kind of revitalisation of the Māori or Te Kapa is by setting in place the 19 protection zones that are currently sitting with them through the change revitalising the Gulf. That has the potential to happen before the election, and it should happen before the election. And bottom trawling, Danish naming and dredging, all bottom contact fishing methods that are ripping up our seafloor and putting our tauna species at further risk of starvation, they need to end. And now's the opportunity.
The majority of people surveyed want bottom trawling to be banned already. How can these people support the campaign?
So to support the campaign, our Hauraki Gulf campaign for Te Kapa Moana is called Aruhatia Te Kapa Moana, or Love the Gulf. And there's information online, so people can go onto Forest and Bird social media or Forest and Bird website. And there's lots of information there about the different pressures on the Gulf and ways that people can get involved. In terms of different actions like the flotilla and other events that may be coming up, that would be the best way to stay kind of up to date with what's happening, by linking up on social media or online, or people can subscribe to our newsletter as well.
That was Bianca Ranson on why bottom trawling in the Hauraki Gulf needs to be banned.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.